This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Okay, I want to share with you a few thoughts about Shabbos and Shira and Shabbos Shira. We know that this Shabbos is called Shabbos Shira. Why is this Shabbos called Shabbos Shira? The Levush says in Siman Tav Resh Pehe, the Shabbos of Parshas B'Shalach is called Shabbos Shira because of the Shira of Ayosha and Oz Yashir. Okay. Rav David Kohen has a beautiful sefer called Chemdas Yamim. And if anyone could figure out how we could get a hold of it, please let me know. And he elaborates why the total transformation of name, that not only is it called, it's called Shabbos Shira, the Shabbos of song. Just because we read the Oz Yashir, the whole Shabbos is transformed into Shabbos Shira. Shabbos is very connected to Shira. Tosfos in Sanhedrin Lamazayinim Adbeis brings from the Tshuvas Hagaonim that in Eretz Yisrael they would only say Kedusha on Shabbos because the Malachim have six wings. With each wing, they sing Shira on a different day of the week. When Shabbos comes, the Chayoi say before the Ribbono Shel, we don't have any wings left. And Hashem responds, I have one more wing to sing Shira, and that is Klal Yisrael. Miknaf Haaretz Zmirois Shamanu. Actually, so it comes out, the reason why we say Kedusha on Shabbos is in order to be mashlim the Shira of the Malachi Ashares. My friend Reb Pinchas Brandeis pointed out that's maybe why we sing by Kedusha. Because since the purpose of Kedusha is to be mashlim, the Shira of the Malachim, so therefore it's appropriate to sing then. Now, aside from the fact that we sing the Shira of Kedusha on Shabbos, there's another important connection between Shira and Shabbos. Firstly, the very first song in history, you know the Targum on Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, lists the history of the 10 songs throughout the history of the Jewish people. The first Shira ever sung, of course, is Mizmar Shir, L'Yayim HaShabbos, which is the first Shira sung in the history of the world. But there's a deeper connection between Shira and Shabbos, and that is to understand what is the purpose of Shira. What is the purpose of Shira? What do you mean? It makes me feel good. Pal, that's why you sing? Because it makes you feel good? We want you to feel good. But, you know, a Adam Gadol once said that the only thing a kumzitz ever accomplished is another kumzitz. In other words, what is the value of song? What is the role of song? What does song accomplish? Or does it just make you want to sing more? The Vilna Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu on the pasuk Vayhi Bishurin Melech Behisasef Rosh Hayom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, he brings that four times Klal Yisrael were Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of them was in the Yaz Yashir, Zeh Keli V'Yanveyu Hashem Yimloich Li'Olam Vaed. That's what it means, Vayhi Bishurin Melech. There is an idea that song is Mamlech Hashem. The Kohel Eliyahu also says on Vayhi Bishurin Melech, they were Mamlech Hashem Beshira. Or in Shir HaShirim we say Tziyahena Orena Bena Yisiyahim Amelech Shleimai Ba'atara Shetralayimai, says the Medrash Al Hayam Sha'amru Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Vaed. There's an idea that Shira is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we say in Shachris, Yachad Kulam Haidu Vehimlichu Ve'amru Hashem Yimloich, that the purpose of song is to be Mamlech. Lahavdil, when Trump was inaugurated, they had different songs. When King Charles was inaugurated, it was Mitoch Shira. There's a process of Hamlacha through Shira. this inauguration, the hamulacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Shira, we also are mamlech Hashem on Shabbos. On Shabbos we say in the tefillah, Yismechu b'malchuscha. Rav David Kohen develops an idea that on Shabbos, Hashem is nesale v'yashav al kisei kavoidai. Kisei kavoidai is referring to his establishment of his malchus. So there's a certain commonality between Shira and Shabbos. Namely, the tachlis of Shira is to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Likewise, one of the purposes of Shabbos is to be mamlech Hashem. In that case, when the two coincide, when Shabbos coincides with the Shira of Shiras Hayam, these don't, then it's no longer two separate entities. It's not, well, it's Shabbos, and it's also the time that we sing Shira. But the Shira and the Shabbos fuse together. They combine to create this beautiful entity of commonality, of one theme, and that is, it becomes Shabbos Shira. Because since the purpose of Shabbos, one of the objectives of Shabbos is song, one of the objectives of Shabbos is Shira, one of the objectives of Shabbos is being Mamlech Hashem, the purpose of song is to be Mamlech Hashem. So when Shabbos and the great song of Az Yashir fused together, it becomes what is known as Shabbos Shira. And that's what we're going to experience, Be'ezus Hashem, very soon. Shabbos Shira. So I wish everybody a beautiful, wonderful Shabbos Shira. Haba Aleinu L'Toyva. Wishing everyone good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Yeah, let's hear Rabbi Yosef Zwart.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.